When I was 15, I was raped. That was nothing compared to your affair. The rapist was a stranger. You, I thought, were my best friend. When I first uncovered your secret, I stopped feeling special to you. But on a deeper level, I lost trust in the world and in myself. These comments only begin to suggest the profound and sweeping losses you're likely to experience when you first learn that your partner has been unfaithful. There's no way to prepare yourself for this crushing revelation. Your view of your life and the world you live in may be ripped apart. Whatever self-assurance and security you felt in the past may now seem naive or false. Where have I been, you ask yourself. Do I live on this planet? Your mind and body are likely to be in shock. Gone is your fundamental sense of order and justice in the world. Gone, too, are your sense of control over your life, your self-respect, your very concept of who you are. You may feel abandoned by everyone, family, friends, God. A stranger to yourself, you may swing wildly from one extreme to another, determined and confident one moment, humiliated and needy the next. Battered by feelings so intense, you may start to wonder, am I going crazy? I want to assure you that you're not. That, in fact, what you're experiencing is a normal and appropriate response to an acutely traumatizing experience. You're reeling not only from the loss of the integrity of your relationship, but also from the loss of an illusion that you're special to your partner and that the intimacy you thought you shared with that person would last forever. In the face of such shattering news, it would be strange if you didn't feel lost. It took Marcia, a 40-year-old social worker and mother, more than a decade to find her feet again. After 13 years of marriage, Larry announced he was trading me in for the babysitter, a girl 14 years his junior. My first reaction was, this couldn't possibly be happening to us. We're the perfect couple. The babysitter's almost a daughter to me. How could she betray my trust? When Larry moved in with her, I went to bed for a month. Overnight, I went from a person who was capable, independent, full of zest, to a total zombie, paralyzed by a depression I had known only from an academic distance. One night, I was lying in bed, comparing the silence in the house with the terror and confusion in my head, when I heard the garage door rattle open. He's come back, I thought. He wants to work it out. I raced downstairs in my pajamas, first looking in the mirror to check how I looked, only to realize that the garage door had never budged. I'd imagined the whole thing. It suddenly occurred to me, I've not only lost my spouse, I've lost my mind. My confidence continued to plummet. I saw myself as a fraud, a hollow shell, too empty to practice therapy, parent a child, or deserve a decent partner. Life belonged to others, not to me. I was still struggling with my depression 3 years later, long after my husband and I were back together, when I learned in a workshop on post-traumatic stress disorder that someone under extreme emotional stress is likely to withdraw from life and lose touch with themselves, even experience delusions. My mind clicked. So that was it. My depression had a name. I wasn't cracking up. What I was going through was normal. If only I had known earlier, I would have felt less alone and perhaps opened myself up sooner to the possibility of a future. If only someone had helped me understand what happens, that would have been an act of supreme kindness. This is where this chapter begins, in preparing you for the losses virtually all hurt partners are bound to experience in the crucible of infidelity. Once you realize how universal your responses are, you're likely to feel less gutted by the betrayal, less rocked by your own fierce emotions. Once you can anticipate your reaction and give it a name, it should become more tolerable to you. The healing process begins when you bear witness to your feelings and make sense of your pain. What's critical to remember is this: the greatest threat to recovery is the loss of hope itself. The physiological impact of the affair. It's likely, at this moment, that you're undergoing physiological changes in both your nervous system and your cognitive functioning. As adrenaline and other stress-related hormones pour into your sympathetic nervous system, you experience a heightened state of arousal. You're constantly on the lookout for signs that your partner is straying again. Chronically anxious and agitated, you take longer to fall asleep, awaken frequently during the night, and are more sensitive to noise. You become exhausted from sleeping too little and thinking entirely too much. Your mind is punctured by vivid and upsetting memories, sensations, images. When you are asleep, the quality of your dreaming becomes more violent and alarming. When you are awake, you find yourself suddenly lost or otherwise disoriented. What happened to Gloria, a 30-year-old journalist, is typical. The day after my husband admitted he was having an affair, I got lost going to work, she told me. I was terrified that I was going crazy. I mean, this was a route I had followed daily for 5 years.